For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's Cybercrime News. The British Columbia Libraries Cooperative is facing extortion attempts from a hacker who threatened to release user data following a data breach. While the cooperative has taken steps to address the incident, CBC reports that concerns have arisen that the data may be used to target phishing schemes at affected individuals. As investigations continue, authorities emphasize the importance of cybersecurity measures to prevent further breaches. UnitedHealth's CEO Andrew Witty has admitted to paying a $22 million ransom to hackers who disrupted healthcare providers nationwide by breaching one of its subsidiaries. According to The Verge, ransomware gang Black Cat, also known as Alpha V, received a $22 million Bitcoin transaction on March 1st. The decision to pay the ransom, which Witty called one of the hardest decisions he's ever had to make, underscores the complexity of mitigating cyber threats in critical sectors. 1 year after a ransomware attack, and despite paying a $1.1 million ransom, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department continues to grapple with the aftermath of the breach, highlighting the long-lasting impact of cyber incidents. According to the San Bernardino Sun, the department has lost 5 years' worth of data and doesn't expect to have a replacement system online until 2025. While public safety remains unaffected, data loss and system disruptions prolong the recovery process. The Los Angeles Police Department's website has gone down due to a system overload, sparking speculation about a cyber attack. The East Sider reports that while officials are denying a security breach, the site was suffering a denial of services incident, and there were reports that a group called Dark Storm had claimed responsibility for the attack on Telegram. However, LAPD spokesperson Captain Kelly Muniz said there was no indication that this was true, as the LAPD plans to upgrade its systems, ensuring robust cybersecurity measures remains a top priority. Amnesty International's Security Lab has revealed the widespread procurement and deployment of foreign commercial spyware and surveillance products in Indonesia, whose national police and cyber agency are among the top recipients or users of the technology. According to the record, the findings highlight the concerning global ecosystem that's enabling surveillance technology exports. With implications for privacy and human rights, the revelations have prompted calls for greater transparency and accountability in surveillance practices. And finally, a Florida resident has been sentenced to 78 months in prison for running a $100 million scam that sold fake Cisco networking equipment to U.S. military bases. Ars Technica reports that the Department of Justice's sentencing of perpetrator Onur Aksoy, which included $100 million in restitution to Cisco, a $40,000 fine, 3 years of supervised release, and yet-to-be-determined payments to victims, highlights efforts to address such threats to national security, as technology plays a vital role in defense, ensuring the integrity of equipment remains paramount. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.